ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim ha'mazinim. This shiur will, Be'ezus Hashem, start Meseches Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Daf Beis. And we'll start with the Akdama. The Mishnah starts, Dinei Mamonis B'Shleisha, Gzeilus V'Chavolus B'Shleisha V'Chulu. The Mishnah brings down 36 different dinim, and says how many dayanim are needed in each one of the different dinim. Some of them are b'shleisha, some of them are esrim b'shleisha, some of them are shim v'echad, and also all different numbers in between. So be'emes, we have to understand what exactly is the tafkid, the function of bezdin in these various dinim. So we find that there are different categories within the Mishnah. There are some dinim that are only chal b'chlal aydei koyach of bezdin. For example, Ibur HaChodesh, Ibur HaShana, Chalitza, Mi'unen, these are halachas that need the koyach of Bezdin in order for the din to actually be chal b'chlal. That's one category. Chutz from that, we also have a category of Einshim. For example, the Einish of Misa, which the Mishnah says needs Esrim v'Shleisha, there the halacha is, if a person is Oivar Navera, which is Chayiv Misa, if not for the psak of Bezdin, that's Koyveya, the Chiyuv, Be'emes Klapishmaya Galya is going to be Potter. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Masechta Makis, Dafhei, in Gili Nashas, he discusses what happens if a person is, let's say, Machal Shabbos, or does any Avera, which has a Chiyuv Misa, and he knows that Klapishmaya, Be'emes, he should be Chayiv Misa, was with Asra. Is he Mechuyev to kill himself or not? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, Avad Anisht, the Chiyuv Misa is only Chal Aidei Apsak of Bezdin. That's by Einish of Misa. And the same thing is Agabi Einish of Malkus. If a person is over Averi, he's over a Lav, which has a Chiyuv of Malkus, Kol Zman Bezdin didn't paskin the Chiyuv Malkus, even Klapi Shmaya, he's Potter for Malkus. Even more so, Reb Chaim in Chidush Rebbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam, in Hilchas Eidus, he says that not only the Chiyuv Malkus has to be Aidei Bezdin, but even the actual giving the einish of Malkus is only a kiyum of chayvus Malkus if it's done b'fnei Bezdin. And he brings rise to that. If a person gets Malkus shalei b'fnei Bezdin, that's not the einish of Malkus b'chlal, zokt Reb Chaim al pi rayas from the Rambam and Sugyas. In order to be a kiyum of the din Malkus, it needs to be done b'fnei Bezdin. So you need the koyach of the Bezdin in Malkus alone. Agav, I saw brought down in the new Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi's Al Rambam with Hagoyis and Gilyonis of various Gedolim, a Moir de Kediuk B'Shem Rabbi Ephraim Mordechai Ginsburg Zuchayna Levracha. He says, if you look at the Mishnah, when the Mishnah talks about the different dinim, it says Dinei Mominus, and it also says Dinei Nefashis. But when it comes to Malkus, it doesn't say Dinei Malkus B'Shleisha, it says Malkus B'Shleisha, without the word Dinei. Zok to Ephraim Mordechai Ginsburg, this is a riot to Reb Chaim. Because in regards to Mominus and Nefashis, there the din requires Bezdin. But the actual execution of the Tashlume Momin or the Chi of Misa, that doesn't require a Koyach of Bezdin, doesn't have to be done b'fnei Bezdin. It's a Kiyum, of course, of Tashlume Momin, even if it's done b'nei levin atzmai. And even the Gabi Nefashis, Reb Chaim over there is Masber, that even the Gabi Nefashis, the actual Misa doesn't have to be done b'fnei Bezdin, in order to be considered a kiyum of the chayvus misa. It's specifically Gabe Malkus that there, not just the din has to be done b'fnei Bezdin, but even the actual giving of the Malkus has to be done b'fnei Bezdin in order to be considered Malkus, which is why the Mishnah says Malkus b'shleisha and skips out the word dine, because even the Malkus itself also needs shleisha. And it's brought down over there that Rabbi Ephraim Mordechai went and he told this diuk to the Brisker Rav, v'kalsei hagrizatzal. Rizkarov was very mishabeach this diuk. So here we have different nafkaminis, why we need Bezdin in regards to certain dinim in the Mishnah, in regards to Nefashis, and in regards to Malkus. So too, in regards to Knas, it's similar like the din which we find by Misa. The halacha is that if a person does an avera which is Machayev Knas, for example, he's a ganav and he's Chayev Kefal, or he's Teveich Umeichar and he's Machayev Abov HaChamisha, Kol Zman Bezdin didn't paskin that he has a chiyuv knas, even Latzis Yidei Shemayim, he's not mechuyev to pay. This is Mefurish and Taisus and Ksubis, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, with Divrei Maskel Lav. and it's also brought down over there in the Reb Kiveger and Gilin Nashas in Makas Daf Hei. So Knas as well, the Chiyuv itself requires a Koyach of Bezin in order for the Chiyuv to be Chal. There is one category, however, which needs Biur. That's the beginning of the Mishnah, Dinei Mamanis Bishleisha, Gzeles V'Chavolis Bishleisha. Now L'chayre, in regards to Dinei Mamanis, which the Gemara's Masber is Aydois V'Alvois, and in regards to Gzeles V'Chavolis, there Avada the Chayvas Tashlumen doesn't require Bezin Bachlal. It's different than Knas. Knas, even if he actually did the Maise, the Chayvas Tashlumen is only Chal Aydei Koyach of Bezin. Whereas by Haidois, Halvois, Gzeles V'Chavolis, there Avada, if Klapishmaya, he was Chayvel in somebody, or he stole money, or he borrowed money, there as soon as he did the Maise, he's actually Chayv. L'chayre, the purpose of going to Bezdin, is only L'vrure Milsa Ba'alma, to be Mavar, is Hadin Im Hateveya, that he's Chayv, or is Hadin Im Hanitva, that he's Potter. So you do not require a Koyach of Bezdin to make the actual Chayv be Chal. So L'chayre, M'kain is Tzarech Bir, why do we need a Koyach of Bezdin Bechlal? Now L'chayre, it would be Mashma, that the Birr alone requires a Koyach of Bezdin. But that's L'chayre, very, very schwer. Why would Birr Hadin require a Bezdin? Just like in regards to Isser V'Heter, if a person has a Shaila, if a certain piece of meat is kosher or treif, all he has to do is go to a Meirah Hara, and he should be Mevar Mit Koyach the Sugim, Mit Koyach the Paiskim, if it's kosher or if it's treif. And with that, he's going to know the Halacha. So Birr Hadin doesn't require a Koyach of Bezdin. So the Chayre Hu Hadin in regards to Dinei Mamanis, to be Mevar the Halacha, if he's Chayre for his Potter, should not require a Koyach of Bezdin Bechlal. As long as he goes to a Yedeya Sefer, somebody who knows Hilchas Chay Shemishbat, Hilchas Mamanis, with all the Paiskim, he could be Mevar if in this instance he's Chayv or if he's Potter. And it's just a Gili Milse, what is the Din of the Torah? So why do we need a Koyach of Bezdin in regards to Mamanis Bechlal? So the answer is that in regards to Dinei Mamanis, if a person has a Tviya on his friend, he can be Mazman him to Bezdin, he could bring him to Bezdin, and what do they do? So the Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak says, Ze Barer Le'echad, one Baldin chooses a Dayan, V'ze Barer Le'echad, the other Baldin chooses a Dayan, V'shneim Barer Le'echad, and the two Dayanim choose a third Dayan, and then whichever Psak the Bezdin Paskins, that's Mechayiv. Whoever loses the Din Torah is Mechayiv to be a Tzayas Dina, he has to comply to the Psak Bezdin. Even though he essentially was not mekabel on himself all three dayanim, he was only bayer one dayan. But going to the Nentaira and Bezdin paskening a psak din b'dinei mamanis b'chayshem mishpat, that's mechayev that the nidayanim have to listen to the psak din. Not only that, this halacha that he has a choice, he could at least choose one dayan, it's mevorah and taisus on daf heyomar aleph. B'divir Maskel Donas Adin, and all the Rishayim over there, that's only true b'makom where he's at least willing to go to the Torah. But what happens if a Teveya is Teveya somebody, and the Nitva is not interested in coming to the Torah Bechlal? The halacha is that the Teveya could go to any three Dayanim, v'yichaylim lo donas ha'adam bal karchai. They could be Danim bal karchai, and against his will, the Nidayin is mechuyev to comply to the Din Torah. This is very different than halacha by Yisr V'Heter. By Yisr V'Heter, Avada, if a person has a shayla of something is kosher or treif, you can't force him to comply to any specific Meira Hairah's Din Taira. He can go ahead and he can mevara the sugi by himself, or he could go to a different Meira, and he could go with that psak halacha. There's no way to force upon a person to be danim val karchoi. What's the Yisayda Chilik between Dinei Mamanis, the Koyach of Bezdin in regards to Chayshah Mishpat, and Yisr V'Heter? So there's a very fundamental nafkamina between the two. And this is a yisoid nafutz bekamach reinim, and beprat, you could see it by Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher in Shar Vav Parakeh. The inyanim of Isser V'Heter are essentially an inyanim that are ben adam lamakim. It's between each specific individual and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The purpose of Bezdin, the purpose of a Rav, is only livruri ba'alma, it's just the inyan of hayrah. It's to teach him what is the halacha that's written in the Torah. It's just a gili milsa ba'alma. Now, legabi to actually execute the isra or the heter, that's up to kol echad v'echad la'atzmai and his yerushamayim b'inay l'makam. Masha'enken, in regards to Chayshar Mishpat, that's not an Indian of Ayra, that's an Indian of Mishpat. And that's the function of Bezdin, Lasos Mishpat, to do Mishpat Ba'aretz. If there's a Teveya and a Nitva, if there's a Nidain between two people, Bezdin gets involved and they make Mishpat between the two. And Mishpat is Machayev, that whoever loses the Tantaira is Machuyev and Meshubid to the Psak of Bezdin. That's the nafkamina between the Nyanam of Isra V'Heter and the Nyanam of Bin Adam Machaverei. For this Asiyas Mishpat, that requires a Koyach of Bezdin. On Avdem Shet in the Mishneh, Dinei Mominis B'Shleisha, Gzeles V'Chavolois B'Shleisha. Ad kan the shtickle, the Hakdama to the Mishneh, and Av Beis and Masech the Sanhedrin. And now let's go weiter. We're going to pick out two specific halachas that are in the Mishneh out of the 36. Because 34 of the 36 halachas in the Mishneh are spoken about behem shechaperek. But there are two halachas which aren't mentioned bechlal in Masech the Sanhedrin. And that's chalitza b'shleisha and miunin b'shleisha. Those two halachas of chalitza and miunin, which require bezdin, those are spoken about ba'erech and Masech the Yavamis. There's perek mitzvah chalitza, there it speaks about chalitza, and there's perek b'shamay, which speaks about miunin. So the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Aleph, in the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza, brings down that Chalitza needs a Bezdin, and the Makar to the Halacha is Be'emes Mufurish Apsukim. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chafei Pasuk Zayin, Va'olse Yevimtoi Hashara El Hazakenim. The Yevama goes up Hashara, which is a reference to Bezdin. And afterwards the Psukim say, V'karulai Ziknei Irai, V'nikshi Yevimtoi El Hazakenim. So it's mevur mefurish in the pasuk that chalitza is done b'fnei bezdin. Now the Gemara over there learns out that even though it requires a bezdin, but mederaisa hedyaitis is enough. That's the sugya and the nidin of chalitza in Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Aleph. What about legabi miunin? So miunin is the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai in Yevamos Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah brings down three shitas. Beis Shammai says that you need three dayanim mumchim. Beis Hillel says three hedyaitis. And Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they disagree entirely. You don't need shleisha, and two edim is enough. So our Mishnah, kamavur b'gemara sham, is not going according to shitas Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. But the Gemara over there does not explain b'chlal what's the makar of shitas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Why do you need dayanim b'chlal? This remains a mystery. So we're going to say, Be'ez Hashem, four Pirushim, why you need Shleisha by Miunim. The first Pshat can be found in the Neid Behuda in Shuvas Madura Tinyana, Ebene Ezer, Simon Kuf Yudalad. He says that we know Miun works by Karche Shabal. We have a Ktana, a Yisayma, which is Hesi'uha, Ima V'Acheha. So before she reaches Bas Mitzvah, she can be Memayin and her husband and go out from her husband's Rishos. So she goes out from the Skidushin de Rabbanan, Bal Karche Shabal. Zak Denai de Behuda, there's a Svare that this that Bezdin gave her a Kayach to be Iker, the Kedushin de Rabbanan, that's only with a Kayach of Bezdin. If it's not Befnei Bezdin, she doesn't have a Kayach to be Iker, this Kedushin. So it's a Svare and it's a Din de Rabbanan. That's the first shot. Over there in that same tshuva, there's a Hagah from the son of the Neid of Yehuda. He says a different svara. He says the halacha of Miyan could only be done before she's a Gdaila, before she has Simani Godless. Now that's something that's Sarach Birer. Does the girl have Simani Godless? Is she a Gdaila or isn't she? So the Rabbanon were metaken that Miyan only works Bifnei Bezdin. That way we can be sure that Bezdin is going to be Mavar whether or not the Miyan was done in time or it's already too late. Those are the two Pirushim al derech hapshat, that there's a tekana de Rabbanan that it can only be done b'fnei Bezdin. But the emes is that Rashi in our sugya, he's megala a new tam why miyun has to be done b'fnei Bezdin. So Rashi b'devir maschil miyunin u'b'shleisha be'inan, it has to be done in front of three, d'chol d'tokan Rabbanan ke'ein d'araisa tikan. Whatever the Rabbanan were matakan is ke'ein d'araisa. So Miyun too has to be Ke'en Dairaisa, just like the Dairaisa needs Bezdin, so too Miyun needs Bezdin. Now Rashi is not Masber, what is the Halacha Dairaisa that it needs Bezdin? which the Takana of Mion was made Ke'en of it. Where do we find the Midaraisi need Bezdin that we should say called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Daraisa, Mion is only Ke'en Daraisa that it also needs Bezdin? So on this, there are two Pirushim. Reb Kiveger and Mishnayis, on this Mishnah, he assumes that Rashi means Ke'en the Din Daraisa of Get. And it's Mavur and this Rashi, a Murid the Kechidish, that every Gerushin, every Nesinus Get from a Baal Tanisha, that also requires Bezdin. You can ask a Kasha Lefi that, so why didn't the Mishnah say Mefurish as one of the Mishalim that Gerushin needs Shleisha? So you can say that the Mishnah chooses to say Miunin, which is the Rabbanan, which that needs Shleisha only we didn't call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun, and Melitz Bachlal Masayimana, that obviously the Din Deraisa of Gerushin itself definitely needs Shleisha and needs Bezdin. That's Reb Kiveger's understanding of Rashi. And Reb Kiveger goes on to ask on Rashi from Kama Sugyas in Masechta Gittin that are Mavur, that Lachari you do not need Shleisha, and he remains Tzarechion on Rashi. Now the Etzim Nidin, whether or not Gerushin is an Indian of Din or not, that's Be'etzim, something that can be found in Eben Ezer Simon Kufla Medvav in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef over there brings down from the Trumas Adeshen that you cannot give a get balayla. Why? So he says, "Rishamati atam mishum de nesinas get have a din ve'ein donin balayla." Nesinas get is din and ain't donin balayla. Zok the Beis Yosef over there, ve'ein yedeya ma inyan din laget. I have no idea what is the correlation between get and din. Get isn't a din bachlal. Comes along the Na'idim Yehuda in the siman that we mentioned before, Madura Tinyana, Eben Ezra siman Kuf Yudalid, and he says, Upakachti einai lirois, viraisi or gadol, umanu rabbeinu hamuvik, asher mipi pirushav anuchayim b'cholashas, rashizal b'mishne b'reish Sanhedrin. I open up my eyes, and I found that it's mafurish Rashi, and it brings down our Rashi. So the Na'idim Yehuda as well learns up in our Rashi that Rashi is being megalotos over here in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, that every get is an inyan of din, and every get needs shleisha, which is exactly like it's mavur in the Trumas Adeshen, that nesinas haget is an inyan of din, which is why it can't be done balayla. And that's going to be the yishuv of the Beis Yosef's kasha on the Trumas Adeshen. But the emes is that hagufa tzarech bir. What's the makar b'chlal? The gerushin is a din. We can say that miyun is ke'en the rights of gerushin, so we understand pshat and miyun, but why is gerushin b'chlal a din? Like the Beis Yosef emes asks, any idea ma inyan din leget? Mechateisa, what's pshat and rashi that gerushin itself has aloch of a din? So in the Torah over there, in Eben Ezer Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, then the Chidush HaGoyis, he brings down from the Tshuvas, Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, that the reason why Gerushin is din is because Ayidei, the Chaleis Gerushin, it's Nigmar, the Chiyuv of Tashlumi HaKsuba. So because it's Chal Chiyuv Tashlumi HaKsuba, that's why it has an inyan of din, and that's why it has to be done by Yoim, and it needs Shloisha. But L'chayre, if that would be the Pshat, that wouldn't help us for our Rashi. Because if so, Mion, which doesn't have a Chayvus Ksuba Bechlal, should not need Shloisha. This the Rashi says, call the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Deraisa Tikkun, and Mion has to be like get that it needs Shloisha. That would only make sense if the Gerushin itself has a din of a din, and it needs Shloisha. So the Chalais Mion is Ke'en Deraisa that also requires Shloisha. But if the Inyan of Din is not mitzad the Gerushin itself, it's just mitzad the Chalais Chayvus Ksuba, that's something that you can say specifically only by Gerushin, because chutz from the Chalais Gerushin, there's also a Gemar of the Chayvus Ksuba. But Mion, which only has a Chalais Mion and a separation between the husband and wife, but no Chalais Ksuba, should not have a din of a din and should not need Shleisha Bechlal. So that beer, Lechayr, doesn't help for our Rashi. So Lechayr, Tzarech Leimar, that's Mavur in our Rashi, that our Rashi understands that the Chalais Gerushin itself has a din, and we can say that the Makar to that is from Chalitza. Just like we find in Zegzeres HaKosov, that the Chalais Chalitza has a Shem Din, so too Gerushin has a Shem Din. Even though it's only Mefurish Batayr Legabi Chalitza, we can say that Rashi holds the Mad Chalitza, which is only a severing of a Zika between a Yavam and a Yavama. That's considered a Din. Gerushin, which that separates a Isha's Gemura between an Isha and an Isha, that for sure has a Tyra's Din. And the inyan of Torah's din is because we look at it as a nidun and a dion between the ish with the isha. The ish is being megarish as isha. Harei at muteres, harei at megureshes. He's sending her away. It's a shiluach. That itself has a Torah's din. Just like legabe chalitza, where the husband's not willingness to be kindness, his zukuka, that itself also has a nidun of din. And in that state, that miyun is ke'en da'iraisa, that the chalais miyun also has a Torah's din. And we say that the girl's miyun, her refusal to remain with her husband, that is a din of a din, and a mi'unin b'shloisha. That's the third pshat why mi'unin needs to be b'shloisha. But we have to speak out that this pshat only fits according to Shitas Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds that mi'un only requires shloisha hedyaitis. That stems with our pshat, that mi'un is ke'en deraisa of get, and the makar be'get gufa comes from chalitza, because chalitza also only requires shloisha hedyaitis kemavur in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza Kufav Amar Aleph. But the Fishit, that's Beis Shammai, that he holds that Mion requires Shleisha Mumchim, we don't find that Beis Shammai argues in regards to Chalitza. There's a Stam Mishneh that it only requires Shleisha Adyaitis, and the Gemara doesn't bring any Chalik. It's Mashma that even if Beis Shammai, he's Maida that Chalitza only needs to be Adyaitis, even though Mion needs to be Mumchim. So if Beis Shammai, we cannot say this Pshat. It's muchach to say, like one of the Purushim of either the Nei Deb Yehuda or the son of the Nei Deb Yehuda, that there's a special takana de Rabbanan that Mion requires a Bezdin, and that takana said that it needs a Bezdin of Mumchin and that a Bezdin of Idiotis does not suffice. So those are the first three Purushim. A fourth Pshat can be found in our Sugya in the Meram Shif and in the Rashash and in the Cheshek Shleima. And so too, the Chassam Sofer in Shuvas, Eben Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simon Samach Dalet. He also understands it that way. They understand that when Rashi says, "Call the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en Deraisa Tikkun," he's not referring Ke'en the Deraisa of Gerushin, but rather he's referring to the Ke'en Deraisa of Chalitza Dafka. Gerushin Avadeh doesn't have a din of a din. Gerushin does not require it to be done b'fnei Bezdin. Gerushin could even be done b'layla. But Chalitza, which that we know, Kamavur Batira, is the inyan of a din and it requires Bezdin. On that, Rashi says that Miyun is Ke'en Daraisa Tikun, that Miyun is Doimet to Chalitza. But this Lamaisa needs a beer. Why is Miyun more Doimet to Chalitza, which is a din, than it's Doimet to Gerushin, which is not a din? So, Be'emes, there's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kufal of Amud Beis, which is Mavur, that the dinim of Mion and the dinim of Chalitza are mitli tali zebezeh, and if one's a din, the other one's a din. And Taisus over there, b'divir maschil ihachi afilu Mion nami, he says, v'zel ashaynai, de Chalitza u Mion domu lahadadi, Chalitza and Mion are damit each other, sheteitze al yedei maisa shalahem. They go out al yedei maisa shalahem. Now this is Tzarech Bir. What exactly does this mean, that Mion and Chalitza are Yaitzei Yedei Maisa Shalahem? The Chayr Gerushin is also Yaitzei Yedei Maisa Shalahem. So the Chassam Sofer over there in Shuvis, he changes the Gerushin in Taisvis, and he says that it's supposed to say, Sheteitzei Yedei Maisa Shalah. It goes out Yedei her Maisa. Because Chalitza is a Maisa of the Isha, and so too Mion is a Maisa of the Isha. So because there's a common denominator between Chalitza and Mion, where the Isha is Yaitse Rosh Sabal, Ayde the Maisa of the Isha, that's why we're Medame Mion to Chalitza, and we say that if the Torah is Megala that Chalitza is an Inin of Din, so too can the Raisa Tikkun, and Mion is also an Inin of Din. Whereas Gerushin, which is not a Maisa Shallah, it's a Maisa Shal Habal, that is not Doimet to Mion, and Gerushin is not a Din, whereas Mion is a Din. That's the Pshat of the Chassam Sofer. This pshat, like we said, requires us to change the gears and taisvis, meher gears of shalafaneinu. It's also tzarech bir minasvara. Why should the fact that it's a maisa of the isha versus a maisa of the baal be kaiveya whether or not we consider it a din or not? Does that make the nafkamina if it's a din or not? So l'chayre, the pashup pshat in taisvis is, v'chein mashma in the rishash and our sugya, that the common denominator between chalitza and mion is that it happens ayidei a refusal from one party to the other party. Just like by Mion, the Isha is memayin in her husband, I don't want you, So do we find such a musik by chalitza, where the yavam is memayin in his yavama, like it says in the pasuk, me'ein yavami lakachasei salayisha. The husband is refusing to take her, which means to say, the chalois of the severing of the zika of chalitza and the chalois of the severing of the ishus by mion is done ayidei the balidvarim alone, the ishus mion by mion, and the husband's, the yavam's mion by yibum, by chalitza, that separates the kesha that's between them. That's very different than by gerushin. By gerushin, it's not through the balidvarim itself that the ishus becomes severed, but rather it's through the koyach haget. The Torah created a metzias called a sefer krisus. When the Baal puts a sefer krisus in the hands of the woman, the sefer krisus is kairis. This is a yesoid which is nafutz in the Torah of Rav Baruch Ber and Berachah Shmuel Masech Degitin. The lashon ki yedu and the ilum yeshivas in Yiddish is the get getzach, which means in plain man's terms that the get, the sefer krisus, that itself has within it the power of krisus to separate and to sever the ishus between the ish and the isha. So it's not the nidainim themselves which are separating from each other, but it's rather the koyach haget, which is like a knife, and it separates the ishus between the ish and the isha. Masha'enkin, chalitza and mion, there it's the bali dvarim themselves that are refusing one another. Of course, by chalitza, a certain maisa has to be done, kamavur bataira, but that's just the tool, how the two bali dvarim separate from each other. But the ikar is a maisa of the bali dvarim themselves, which is the kavana of Taisus that he says it's ayideya maisa shalahem. Maisa shalahem means to say it's the nidan between the two bali dvarim. The Maharam Shif in Arasugya brings out a little bit of a different point, how chalitza and mion are daimed to each other differently than get. And he says, because mion is ba'amira, the isha says, e'efshar b'plaini, and chalitza is also ba'amira, like the Torah says, that the yavam has to say, lo'y chafatzti l'kachta. The way I understand this Maram Shif is that this is also pointing to the same yisoid. The amira is required because it is a ma'isa shalahem. They are separating from each other, which is why it happens, I did the amira of the isha by mion to say, I don't want you, and the amira of the yavam by chalitza to say, also, lo'y chafatzti l'kachto. Masha'enkein by get, we don't look at that as a din Torah between the ish and the isha, according to these shitois. We look at it as the ish has an ability to create a safer krisus, but the actual separation is not a nidan between the ish and the isha, rather, it's the get itself, it's the sefer krisus, when given over to the hand of the isha, that creates the krisus. It's a gzeres akosov. There's a koyach within a get to be kairos. That's the difference between gerushin versus chalitza and mion. Hayyotze, that according to this mahalach, avada every gerushin is not a din, but mion is kein deraisa tikkun, which deraisa, the deraisa of chalitza, which needs shleisha and has a din of mishpat kamavur b'tayra. According to this mahalach also, we can only explain like this, lefishitas beis hillel, that he says that mion only requires shleisha d'yaitis, similar to chalitza, which is ke'ein chalitza, which also only requires shleisha d'yaitis. Masha'enken lefishitas beis shammai, that he's more machmer by mion than by chalitza. By mion he requires shleisha mumchim, but by chalitza, like we said before, pashtus, he doesn't disagree with the Stam of Mishneh that says that shleisha adyaitis is enough. Tzarech leimar, like one of the first two pirushim, that there's a special takana derabanan that mion requires shleisha, and that takana is machayev shleisha mumchem. Hayyotze, in summary, we have a Mishneh that says that mion needs shleisha. And be'emes, that's like shitas be'shamay and be'shillel in mesechtev yivomis dafkov zayin in perek be'shamay. It's not mavor anywhere but Shas why we need Shleisha. And we have four Pirushim. One Mahalach from the Night of Yehuda, because the Kayach that the Chachamim made, that you could be able to be Iker Kedushin, needs Bezdin. A second Mahalach from the son of the Night of Yehuda, there's a Takana that you need Bezdin in order that it should be clear that she's not yet a Gedailah. And then two Mahalachim within Rashi that says Kein Deraisa Tikkun, either the understanding of Rav Kivega and the Night of Yehuda, that this Rashi is pointing to Yesoid that every Gerushin is an Inyan of Din, which is like the Trumas Hadeshim brought down the Beis Yosef, or like the Mahalach of the Maram Shif and the Rashash and other Achrayim, that they say that Avada every Gerushin is not an Eden of Din, but our Rashi is saying that it's Kein Deraisa because there's a Dimyon between Mion and Chalitza, which is Mavur Alpi the Divrei HaTosfos in Yevamos Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Ad Kan this Shtikol Pshat in Chalitza Vamiyunan Bishleisha. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara in Amud Beis is Mavur that the Makar that you need Shleisha Dayanim by Dinei Mamonis is because it says three times in the Parsha of Shimrim the Lashon Elohim. And the Gemara is also Mavur that just like you need three Dayanim, also Midaraisa they have to be Mumchim. What's the definition of Mumchim? So in this Sugya, the definition of Mumchim means Smuchim. This is not to be confused with other places in the Masechta where Mumchim doesn't necessarily mean Smuchim, like we'll see Be'ezus Hashem later. But over here, it means smuchen, k'mavur barashi, v'chol harishayim. How do you see from the Lashon Elohim that it has to be smuchen? So Rashi is masber, the Lashon Elohim is a Lashon of srara v'rabonus. K'dimetargaminon re'ei nesaticha Elohim l'faroi, Lashon rabonus. So from this pasuk we learn that mederaise, it needs to be davke mumchen, smuchen. Frek taisves b'divir amaskali bainami mumchen, that L'chayre, the Gemara in Gittin Daf Peches Amud Beis is Mashma, that there's a different makar to how we know that it has to be Dafka Mumchim and not Hedyaitis. The Gemara over there brings down a Ma'ase, Abaya Ashke Chayle Rabbi Yosef, the Kama'ase Beget. Abaya saw that Rabbi Yosef was being kaifa, a person to give a get. Frekt Abaya, V'ha'anan Hedyaitis Anan, we're at Hedyaitis, meaning because in Bavel they didn't have Smuchim. And by it brings down that there's a pasuk ve'elah mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem v'lay lefnei hadyaitis. So it seems that that's the pasuk that tells us that the yanim have to be mumchim. That's taisvus hazakasha. Is the makar that we need mumchim from the lashon of Elohim, or is it from lefneihem v'lay lefnei hadyaitis? And taisvus answers that there's the gemara in Sanhedrin Beis Amud Beis and the gemara in Gittin Peches Amud Beis is talking about two different things. Our Gemara is talking about the Indian of Dayanim to create a Psak Din. But the Gemara in Gittin is talking about Legabe, the Indian of Kfiya, the power of Bezdin to enforce the Halacha, that requires Mumchin based on the Pasuk of Lefneim v'lay Lefnei Hadyaitis. How do we know that Pasuk is talking about Kfiya? Zok Taisves, because the Lashon HaPasuk Asher Tosim Lefneim is Darshan later on in the Gemara of Zayin Amud Beis, Asher Tosim Elu Klei HaDayanim. That's referring to the different various tools that the Yanim have to enforce the Halacha. So Asher Tosim is referring to Sima to enforcing the Din. That's a Bezunder Exeris HaKosov that tells you that the Kayach HaKviya requires Mumchim. Comes along the Ksais HaChayshen in Simen Gimel Sivkotan Aleph, and he says that you see from this Taisvis that it, even in regards to an Inyan, which means that Atzmai, the din itself, would not require Shleisha Mumchen. Nevertheless, the power of Kfiya Mitzat Atzmai has its own halacha of Ashartasim Lefneim V'lay Lefnei Adyaitis, that itself requires Mumchen. Memele Zaktik Seisachayshin, the cloud that we find of Kaifen Ala Mitzvahs, if a person refuses to build a sukkah or to take Lulav and Esrig, is Mavur and Shas, Ayin Ksubis Daf Peivav Amar Aleph, that were kaif ala mitzvahs, that power of kfiya is only al yidei smuchen, is only al yidei mumchen. Because that's a separate halacha of asher tasim lefneihem, the klei adayanim, the power of kfiya is only by mumchen. Azoy zok teksais. And he brings that this is mefurish also in the Bach, Simon Aleph, Ois Gimel. Comes along the Nesivis, and the Nesivis says it can't be. So the Nesivis HaMishpat over there in Simon Gimel, there's a Mefurish HaGemar in Baba Kama Daf Chavches that talks about an Adain which freed his Eved Knani, and he remains with his Shivcha Be'isr, and it says that any person can go ahead and hit this Eved in order to be Mafresh and Me'isura. So you see, the power of Kviya B'Shar Mitzvahs is not Mugbal Oni to Mumchen, anybody could do it. Azoy Tainet the Nesivis against the Ksais. And for the Ksais HaChayshin, in Mishayiv Ibn Asivis, that we have to differentiate between a Frushim Yisura and kfiya ala mitzvahs. When we're talking about somebody being over an avera, which is the inyan of arvis kol yisrael areben zel lazeh, to be mafresh meyisura, anybody in Yisrael could be mafresh meyisura. That's not an inyan of kfiya, and that any person could do. It does not require mumchen. Masha'enkin of inyan of kfiya ala mitzvahs, to force somebody to do a mitzvah bekum va'aseh, a mitzvah saseh, that's an inyan of kfiya, and that requires an inyan of mumchim, migzeres akasav of lefneim v'lay lefnei adyaitis. And zok t'ksais ha'chayshen, that there's an afkamina lahalacha between these two dinim. In regards to hafrushe me'yisura, even though you can hit your friend, but there's no halacha of makanayse achatetse nafshay. Only by specifically certain averis, like a roidef achar chaveiro lahargoy, or acharei ha'erva, lebayala, there is a halacha that it's nitin latzile benafshay. But by other averis, you can try to stop him as much as you can, but there's no halacha of achatetse nafshay. Mashenkin, in regards to the power of bezdin of kfiya, to do a mitzvah say, there the lashon of Chazal is, kaifen aysoy, makan aysoy, achatetse nafshay. The halacha of achatetse nafshay only comes through the kayach of kfiya of bezdin. That's the Ksais HaChayshon's response to the Nesivus' Taina from the Gemara in Baba Kama. Zok the Ksais, it must be that what I'm saying is correct. Because the Gemara, which Taisus brings down from the Gemara in Gittin, where Rabbi Yosef was forcing somebody to give a get, that's a mitzvah. We're talking about a situation where a person was mechuyiv to give a get, mitakana derabanan. And still the Gemara says that a hedyot doesn't have the power to do the kviya. L'chayre l'fi shita san Nesivus. That every kfiya ala mitzvahs has the same halacha of lefrushim yisura, which doesn't require a mumchen. Over there, that they were being kaifa a person to give a get, which is a kfiya ala mitzvah, it should not have a din of lefneim v'loy lefnei adyaitis. So the divya and nesivis are tzrichim iyun. So to answer the shitas and nesivis, we can bring down a meridiki yisoid from Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yashar, Shar Vav Perik Hei. And he starts with the Yisoid that we mentioned previously. There's a very big nafkamina, Zakhtar Shimon, between Dinim of Isser Veheter and Dinim of Chayshim Mishpat. Dinim of Isser Veheter are be'emes only ben Adam lamakim. They're not really the inyan of Bezdin mitzaratzmam. It's between every individual and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whereas Dinim of Chayshim Mishpat, which is the inyan of Mishpat, that's the object of Bezdin to get involved and to make Mishpat Ba'aretz. That's the Yisoid which we already mentioned earlier in this year. Takes Rav Shimon Shkop this Yisoid and he's Maisif another two Nakudas. Zok Rav Shimon, based on this we can understand that the inin of Kfiya, which is found by Isurim, is very different than the inin of Kfiya, which is found by Chayshim Mishpat. Kfiya, Kaifen Ala Mitzvahs, Afrushim Eisura, which is found by Isurim, that's just that the Torah wants that we should ensure that every individual is doing what he has to do, klapi shemayim. But it's not really the inyan of Bezdin. It's just that Bezdin is mechuyev, and every yid is mechuyev l'fi the nesivus, to make sure that every individual is doing what he should do, b'nei l'shemayim. But it's not Bezdin's inyan. Masha'enkin, in regards to Mishpat, which that's really the function of Bezdin, to make Mishpat ba'aretz, it's Bezdin's inyan to enforce Mishpat Ba'aretz. So the inyan of Kfiya, which was found by Chayshon Mishpat and by Dinei Mamon, is Bezdin's inyan. It's not just that Bezdin should make sure that the individuals be Mekayim his inyan. That's the nafkamina between Kfiya, which was found by Isurim and Mitzvahs, and the inyan of Kfiya, which was found by Inyanim of Chayshon Mishpat. That's the first Aisafa. Another Aisafa is Maisef Reb Shimon, that be'emes yesh la'ayin in yanim of gitin v'kedushin davar shabe'erva, is that bechlal iser v'heter or is that bechlal in yanim of chayshin mishpat? Zok Reb Shimon, we find in regards to edus that iser v'heter doesn't need to edim edach anem v'isurin, but davar shabe'erva is learnt out davar mimamein, that just like mamein needs to edim, so too, Davar Shebe'erva needs to aid him. Zok Reb Shimon, that the Torah is teaching us with this, that the inyanim of Davar Shebe'erva also it's like an inin of mishpat, and it's the inin of bezdin to enforce the dvarim shabbat erva. That's why it requires two edim to be neskabel bebezdin in order to paskin the halacha. Davka by isurin of other isur v'heter is not davar shabbat erva. That's an inin between every individual and a kadosh baruch hu. There, ed echad is also neman. Any nemanis klisha is enough. Masha Enkin in Yanam of Mishpat like Mammon, and so too were Marbe B'davar Davar Shabbat Mammon. Davar Shabbat Erve, that's also in Ki'ilu Mishpat, and there the Torah is also Mechayiv us to Edim, and the Torah also made that the Inyan of Bezdin to make sure that there's Mishpat in the world of Davar Shabbat Erve in the world. This is a Meiridiki aside of Reb Shimon. Agav, the Briskerov, brought down in Chidushi Agrach Alashas in Masechta Makis. He disagrees with Reb Shimon. He says that the inyan of davar shabbat erva is only in regards to nemanis of two edim, but be'emes it's not an inyan of bezdin b'chlal. There's no gmar din of bezdin in regards to davar shabbat erva, because that's just like all isurim, where the inyan of bezdin is just like any other meira hara, and it's just a birur and a gilu milsa what the halacha is. But there's no inyan of mishpat and psak bezdin in regards to davar shabbat erva. But Reb Shimon disagrees with that. Reb Shimon holds that just like we find that he needs to aid them for the namanis of davar shabbat erva, and in that the Torah is megala davar shabbat mamin, that it's doimet to mamin, so too it goes into the klal of mishpat where it's the inyan of bezdin to paskin the halachas of davar shabbat erva, just like they paskin the inyanim of shar dinei mamanis. Zok Reb Shimon Shkop, based on these yisoides, that therefore the inyan of kfiya, which is found in regards to davar shabbat erva, like gitin, the inyan of kfiya, which is found in the Gemara in Masechta Gitin daf Peches Amud Beis, that's an inyan of kfiya which is different than stam kfiya ala mitzvahs, where bezdin is just has to make sure that every individual is mekayim his dina between him and a kadosh baruch hu. There, the inyan of kfiya in regards to gitin is like the inyanim of kfiya, which are found legabe inyanim of chayshe mishpat, where it's mamish bezdin's din to make sure there's mishpat ba'aretz. That's why we can differentiate between those two halachas in regards to the din taira of lefneim of lay lefnei hadyaitas. That's going to be the nafkamina ladina between these two kinds of kfiyas. In regards to kfiya of dinei mamanis and huadin kfiya of dvarim shabbat erva, there the halacha is that the Gzeres HaKosov says el ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneihem, the sima has to be done lefneihem v'loy lefnei adyaitas, which is why Abaye Taina to Reb Yosef, we have no rishus, we that we are not smuchen, we have no rishus to be kaife on a get. Masha Enkein, in regards to the halacha of stam kviya ala mitzvahs and isurim, where there it's not an inyan of mishpat, there it's just, it's mutl on us to make sure that each person is makayim his dinim that he has klapei shemayim. There, taka, we find in the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Chav Ches that any person could do that, and any person could be mafresh mei yisura, v'hu adin, any person could be kaif ala mitzvahs, l'das din asivis, that there's no difference between afrushe mei yisura and kfiya al hamitzvahs. Hayyaitzei, that we have two distinct mahalchem how to understand this that Taisvah says, that kfiya requires mumchen. This is a special halacha that all kfiya requires mumchen, not just kfiya in chayshe mishpat, not just kfiya in davar shabbat erva. Every kaifan ala mitzvahs, the din of kfiya mitzad atzmai, has to have mumchem kemavur bekra lefneim v'lay lefnei adyaitis. Lefrusha meisura, that's a separate halacha. Mashayank and the nesivis, with the beer of the shari yasher, they hold that specifically in the halachas of kfiya, which are found by mishpat and huadim by chol davar shabbat erva, there is a gzeres hakosov of lefneim v'loy lefnei adyaitis. Mashayank and stam kaifan ala mitzvahs, which is a whole separate din, that could even be any person, any ish mi yisrael, could be mafresh mei yisura and could be kaifa al ha mitzvahs. Ad kan this shtickle. Now let's go on to another inyan. The Gemara is mavur that be'emes, the din of Shleisha Mumchen, which is learnt out from the Psukim of Elihim, is originally only written in regards to Gzela, and says the Gemara, Hu Adin, in regards to Chavala, because Mali Chaval Begufay, Mali Chaval Bemamainai. Mashenkin, in regards to Haidois Valvois, there's no Makar that you need Shleisha Mumchim, because it doesn't say the word Elohim. And that's mitli toloi if you hold Erev Parshias Kosov Kan or not. If you hold Erev Parshias Kosov Kan, I ain't Barashi what exactly that means, then it turns out that the Psukim of Elohim are referring to Hadayis Vavayis as well, and they also need Shleisha Mumchim. And that, Bamis, is Shitas Rebbe Vohu, and Shitas Rava later on Daf Gimel Mod Aleph. But if you hold Erev Parshias is not Kosov Kan, there's no Erev Parshias, then we remain that the Loch of Shleisha Mumchim Midaraisa is only in regards to Gzelus and Chavalus, but in regards to Hadayis Valvayis, Midaraisa, you do not need Shleisha Mumchim, one Hedit is enough. Vechein hu Shitas Shmuel and Rav Acha Brei D'Ravika in the Gemara later on of Gimel Mod Aleph, and Ayin Behem Shecha Perek Arichas in this Inyan. Now, the Ksais HaChayshen in Simon Gimel, Sivkotten Beis, is Mitame. What's the Pshat in the Manda Omar that says Erev Parshias is not Kosov Kan? L'chaira, even if it's true that the original Psukim of Elohim are not referring to Hadayis V'Havayis, but why should we be Machalik? There's a klal in the Torah that any time we find a halacha which is written, even if it's only written in a specific sugya, but if there's no svar to be Machalik, so we make a mamatzinu, a binyan av, we learn out one din from the other, and just like the Torah is magalatos that by gzelus and chavalis you need shleisha mumchin, who had in regards to all dinim mominis, mehecha tesa lechalik bachlal. Azoy frek the ksaisa chayshin, and he's mitzayin that the Ran already asked this question. Now the emes is, if you look in the Chidush HaRan, it's very interesting how he's miyash of this question. He says, v'zel ha-shaynai, she'inyin ham-chayis ha-dayonin, einon shove b'chol ha-dinin, it's not equal in all dinim, ela kefi chaymer ha-din, hi ham-chayis ha-dayonin. It's mitli talian the chaymer ha-din. K'moy sha'ataraya, just like we find, dayonin shal ayin aleph, and in yonim that are very chomer requires 71 dayonim, vishal chav gimel, vishal hey, vishal gimel. Hilkoch, zokteran, af agav de gzeles v'chavolos bayim mumchen, haynu machmas chomer adin. That's machmas the chomer of the din of gzeles v'chavolos. Aval haydayis v'avayis de kili, because they're more kuladik, loy have v'inan mumchen, ilav mishom irav parshios. So the Ran answers that there's a chumrah in Gzeles v'Chavolos, Machmas Chomer Hadin, that's why we cannot learn Hadayis V'Havayis out of Gzeles v'Chavolos. But the Ran is not Masber, what exactly is the Chomer Hadin? L'chaira, Gzeles v'Chavolos, Hadayis v'Havayis, they're all just different serum of Dinei Mominis. Why are Gzeles v'Chavolos more Chomer than Hadayis v'Havayis b'chlal? So there's a Pshat Yedua from Kama Achrayinim, Ayin Shiri Reb Shmuel, Ayin Avi Ezri, and Ilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, and other Achrayinim, they say the following Yesaid. That Be'emes in the Torah, we find that there are two kinds of Chiyuvei Mamon. A Milva Ksuva Batayra, and a Milva She'ena Ksuva Batayra. Some Chiyuvei Mamon are categorized as a Milva Ksuva Batayra, the Torah's Machayev that Milva, and some Chiyuvei Mamon are categorized as Milva She'ena Ksuva Batayra. We don't need the Torah to be Machayev us. And if you look in Taisvis and Masech the Kedushin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Vedivri Amaschel Milva Ksuva Batayra, he says that one of the examples of Milva Ksuva Batayra is Nizakin, if someone's Mazik someone. Shaloi hayu yaidim in yane nesina salalu, im loi shechavasin atayra beferish. We would not know the chi of Nizakin if the Torah would not have been mechayvas to pay it bimafurish. Avol milva zoktaisvis kugain shalav le mayis. There like chashav ksuva batayra kivon shein sarach lefarish batayra. That's not called milva ksuva batayra because the Torah doesn't need to tell us that if a person takes money from his friend, that he has to pay him back. That's a pasha to svara. What's the site of taisvis? By milva, there's what's called a mamayni gabach. A person borrows money at daita to pay it back, so he's holding on to the mamon of his friend. We don't need a gzeres akasav to be machadish a chayvas mamon. He's holding on to his friend's money. Pasha kapshutai. Mashenkin, in regards to Nizakin, he's not holding on to his friend's money. He did a maisa mazik. Even though that it makes sense to us that the Torah should be machayvas a chayvas mamon if a person's mazik, but we need the chiddush haTorah to say that if a person with his maisa creates a hefsid by his friend, even though the mazik is not holding on to his money, there's no tviya of mamayni gabach, that's mechayivim, and that's mechadish a chayvas mamon. That's the difference between a zikin and havayas. What about the gabi gzeila? Zogin da achrayinim, that in that we have to be mechalik between a gzeila be'en and a gzeila she'en be'en. That's obvious if a person is holding on to his friend's money and it's still be'en, the chayvitz is still around. Of course, that's a milvah she'en ksuva b'tayra. But what about a gzeila she'en be'en? What about if a person steals something and the chayvitz is no longer around? Does he have to pay him back or not? So the svara is, zogin those achrayinim, that's a milva ksuva b'tayra daimut in ezikin. Because right now, presently, Pliny's money is not by him. He once stole the money, and we want to be mechayivim ayidei the original ma'aseh gneiva, that should be mechayivim echayvas tashlumin mechudeshes. That's a milva ksuva b'tayra. And it's different than halva. Because by halva, which he took it at dai to the hachi to pay him back, so originally he was never kainet legamri. He's holding on to his friend's money. Their manasvari has to return it. Mashenkin and Maisik Zela, which he didn't take it to return to him. He took it for himself. And now, Pliny's Chayfetz is no longer Be'en. For that, we need a Chidush HaTayr to be Mechayiv, that is a Chayvetz Tashlumim. I'd like to be Maisiv that this can be further understood, the Fi Divrei Reb Chaim and Chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam and Hilchas Gneva, that he says that the Makar, that is a Chayvetz Tashlumim by Gneva, comes from a Pasik of Vishilem, which the Tairas Kahanim darshans from the Pasuk of Vishilem in Parashas Vayikra, that's Machadish, that there's a Chayvis Tashlumin by a Maisa Gneva. Mavur, if not for a Bazundara Pasuk, that's Machadish, a Chayvis Tashlumin, the din of a Heshavas Zela would only apply Kolzman the Chayvitz is Be'en. Once the Chayvitz is no longer Be'en, the Nigzal does not have a Tviya that my money lies by you. The Chidush HaTayr Vishilem, Zakhtar B'chaim over there, is a din Mazik de Ganif. Just like a Maisa Mazik is Chayiv, so too someone who steals someone's Chayfetz is also a form of being Mazik as friend. And that can be called a Milva HaKsuva B'Tayra. Now in our Gemara, the Gemara says Gzeilas V'Chavolas. This Gzeila is that Gzeila Be'en or Eina Be'en. So it's Mefurish and the Mukayasif in Baba Kamadav Peidalan Beis B'Shem D'Ra'ah that we're talking about a Gzeila She'eina Be'en. But a Gzeila Be'en, Zaktan Gemuki Yisef B'Shem D'Ra, it's Pasha that you do not need the Yana Mumchen. Because Pliny's Chayfetz is sitting by you. Of course, any person could stop him from holding on to Pliny's Chayfetz. So Gzeilas V'Chavolas is referring to Gzeila She'eina Be'en. Hayyaitzei, that now we understand that there's a very big nafkamina between the Chayfetz Mamen of Gzeilas V'Chavolas and the Chayfetz Mamen of Haydois V'Halvois. Haydois is also referring to a case of Halva K'mavur Ber Rashi. Haidois v'halvayis, there that's a milva she'ena ksuva b'tayra. There there's a svara, mamayni gabach, Pliny's holding on to the other person's money. Masha'enken gzeilas v'chavolis, that's a milva ksuva b'tayra. That's a chivus, which is neschadish, aidea tayra, there's a chayvus moment that's chal, aidea maisa chavola, and aidea maisa gzeila, to pay back the chayvus when it's ain't a ben. Memeil, we can now understand the chaymer that the Ran is referring to by the din of Gzeilas V'Chavolas versus the din of Haidois V'Halvayis. Haidois V'Halvayis, which is merely a tviya of Mamayni Gabach, that's not so chomer. There, unless you say Erev Parshis Shanu Kan, that din would not require Shleisha Mumchen. That din could be even a Hedyat Echad, could also make that din of being Teveya, of taking away Mamayni Gabach. Masha Enkein, the Gabi Gzeilas V'Chavolas, where there we're talking about a chiddush chayvus mamon, which is neschadush ayidei d'tayra, that din is more chomer, and that din requires shleisha mumchen k'mavur b'tayra, because it says three times elohim in the parsha. Ad kan des shtikol, ad kan des shir on Sanhedrin daf beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Myra McClamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.